chapter 5, Mishnah 1. A person should only stand up to daven Ishmona Esrei with Kovid Rosh. I mean, literally means like a heavy head. But what it means is in a reverent mood or in a state of awe. That's how a person should stand up. He brings over here this brass. It's from the Gemara in Psachim, where it says that one should not stand up to say his tefillah while immersed in sorrow, indolence, laughter, or chatter, or levity, or idle talk, but while still rejoicing in the performance of a mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah, the joy of performing a mitzvah, that's the kind of state that a person should say his Shmoneh Esrei in. And then famously, Chassidim HaRishonim, the early pious men, Hayushoim Sha'achas Umispalim, they would kind of meditate for 1 hour before they did their Shmoneh Esrei to clear their minds of all their personal stuff, and then they would, you know, be in a proper state of mind to daven the Shmoneh Esrei. K'deshi kavnu es libam lemakom, and in that way they were able to direct their minds to Hashem. Afila melech shol bishloima, different halacha. Even if a king were to greet him, lo yeshivenu, you're not allowed to answer. If the king greets you in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, so you're not allowed to answer. V'afilu nachash karuch al akevo, and even if a snake is curling up, like climbing up your leg, lo yafsik, so you're not allowed to break off, right? So the Gemara brings, this is only where you're not going to get killed because of that. Right, if it's like a mambo or something that's curling up your leg, so you're right. Also brings, if the king is, for example, you know, like a king who's, let's say you're living at the times when people were living under a non-Jewish king who was anti the Jewish people, and he'd kill you if you didn't answer him. So then you answer him. This is only talking about a case where you wouldn't lose your life because you didn't run away.